I always remembered the words of Charles Bukowski in Post Office. His old lady is trying to tell him to get a job, and he says, "Baby, that's grammar school. Any damn fool can beg up some kind of job. It takes a wise man to make it without working. Out here we call it hustling." What about you? Do you have what it takes to get by without getting a job? Are you a hustler? Welcome once again to Cryptonomics, Principles of Cryptocurrency and Investing. And once again, thank you to all those people who are sharing, commenting, liking, subscribing, re-steaming, retweeting, sharing this with your friends, colleagues, relatives, neighbors, and anybody you meet on the street. I do appreciate that. I was thinking the other day about Bob Stanley's speech, Crypto Life and Mentality, and the part of the speech where he talks about developing an online income, a crypto income, and then quitting your day job, taking off to see the world. When I was in Australia, I noticed the mainstream media kept pushing this narrative, talking about how there were no financial opportunities for young people.
You don't need a uni degree to realize that young people are getting screwed.
The truth is, I think with the internet and cryptocurrency, there are more opportunities than ever. You just have to be willing to look in places where other people won't. And really, if you believe what the mainstream media tells you is an opportunity, you're gonna end up a sucker.
Don't be a sucker.
For a century, central bankers have been robbing us of the value of the money in our pockets. And now things are starting to turn around. As people develop cryptocurrency into something that's more stable, it's gonna mean that with every advance in efficiency, every technological advance, our money is gonna be worth more. So just like with electronics, when you buy computers, laptops, mobile phones, they get cheaper every year. The same thing is going to happen with your hummus and your falafels. The world is changing, but life is going to be hard. It's going to be really hard for those people who try to fit into a mold that's already broken. For people who try to shoehorn their life into a world that no longer exists. But for people who look for opportunities that are different than the ordinary, who think for themselves, the future is going to be bright, really bright. People like to romanticize the idea of adventure and adventurers. So you have these stories like Treasure Island, Tom Sawyer, Huck Finn, and all those stupid Fast and Furious movies that I never watched. In reality, that's escapism, and people do shun adventurers. So the other day I was on Tinder and this young lady asked me, "So what do you do for a living?" And I said, "Well, you know, this and that, write blogs, make videos, bam, unmatched." That's the way it goes. Some people will judge you for living outside the box. Others are just glad to have your company. When I first moved to Mexico, I had a few thousand dollars in Bitcoin and I was making maybe $200, $300 a month. At first through poker online, and then I was teaching English to Russian engineers, and then later I was making money through crypto on Steemit. Different sources of income, different methods, same outcome, different opportunities, divergent thinking. Hustling. Amanda B. Johnson and P. Day had a similar story.
Have you yet used this amazing new digital currency created by the market called Bitcoin?
They moved down to Oaxaca and they started the Daily Decrypt and then later Dash Detailed. They were living entirely off cryptocurrency. They got their costs right down, their cost of living, by expatriating. It's a great way to get your costs down when you're starting a new business. Looking at different approaches to the same old problems. Hustling. 6 months ago, I showed my friend Bob Steemit, and he took to it like crazy, became obsessed with it. Within a couple of days, he was showing me things about the site that I didn't even know were possible. Next year, when he moves to Peru, he's already going to have a source of income online that he can use anywhere in the world. His side hustle might become his main hustle. Hustling. With the threat of automation on the horizon, things might look pretty grim for employees, because employees have a set of tasks, whereas hustlers can do whatever. So if you're one of these university-educated, government-regulated, tight-boxed, clearly articulated, every word finally dictated folks, it might be tough for you. But if you're a hustler, if you're willing to look for opportunities, different approaches to the same old problems, maybe things will be great. In Keith Johnson's Impro, he says that everybody is creative. It's just that some people are conditioned out of it. They're conditioned into being afraid of giving the wrong answer. So one of the key lessons of Impro is there are no wrong answers. And the answer is right just by virtue of you saying it. Now, if you're sitting there in a classroom or in an office and you're dreaming of a different life, thinking about what life would be like if you're out there traveling the world, maybe you should remember that.
No wrong answers.
Well, let's give this a shot.
Sometimes people tell me, I just couldn't imagine not being an employee. I couldn't imagine not having a job, not having a fixed amount of money that I knew I was going to get every month. I think of my friend Ray, because she used to say to me, I just couldn't imagine committing to a job, getting up every morning. I mean, what do you do if you just don't feel like getting up? And then she would take off on the train and she'd go to Byron Bay. And if she found someone's couch to sleep on, then she would sleep on it. And if not, she would sleep on the beach. Now, I'm not saying that everybody should take it to the extreme, like my friend did. But if you're slaving away in an office, maybe you need a few drips of that elixir. I like these people, man. Men children, women children. Chaborrucos. Hustlers. Imagine a person at ease in the world. Completely at ease in the world. Just as comfortable in a room full of millionaires as in a squat full of young idealists. This artist, this adventurer, this rugged healer, this drug dealer, this emancipated human, this vigilante, this conscious resistor, this wild card, this hippie, this roll the dice, let the chips fall where they may, this vagabond whose itchy feet walk where they stray, this wandering shaman, this wandering monk, wanderluster, this international man, this hustler. And if you recognize that something about this archetype is true, then I'd wager there's something of this hustler within you. Some shout-outs real quick. I had a great comment on Facebook from a Ms. Holland. She had this to say. Thank you for the information and leading. Information for us who are light workers. Our currency in America will be changing sooner than people know. I wasn't sure how it was going to change, but you have enlightened me. Thanks for links to other spiritual beings. Namaste. Now, I love this comment because it goes to show people are recognizing I may be talking about money, but I'm not necessarily talking about money. I had an interaction with a Venezuelan fellow on Twitter. His name is Pedro Peroso, and he told me that Venezuela doesn't necessarily need an electronic medium of exchange like Dash or another cryptocurrency. He says what it really needs is a store of value. So he says the Bolivar works just fine as an electronic medium of exchange. What he does, as soon as he gets paid, puts his money into Bitcoin, and when he wants to spend it, puts it back into Bolivares. So it's great to know, even if people aren't using Dash in Venezuela, it's great to know that people are finding solutions, that cryptocurrency is helping people alleviate their poverty and get their money out of the grips of the state. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, thank you for sharing this. Thank you for commenting, liking, subscribing, re-steaming, retweeting. I do appreciate it. Remember, stay grateful.